30, first up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss the certain agenda items to protect public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual is not requested a public hearing. Item number 3 is approval of the minutes from our last meeting, September 5th, 2023.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes. Any discussion? It's roll call. Minutes are approved. Item number 4 is approval of the claims.
Second.
Motion and a second on the claims. Any questions, comments?
No, I want to make sure I'm hitting the right switch.
Oh, yep. We shall. Roll call. Item number 5 is action on Wayne Volunteer Fire Department application for membership of Max Kiesel. And it looks like we got another one after that. Chief, yes, you are up.
Yes. Phil Monahan, Wayne Fire Chief. We had Max and Aiden down there. He came with Janice, vote on him. I'm a barmaker tonight to introduce you to him. Hopefully next month I might have 2 more for you.
Max, nothing too complex. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose to join.
Well, after I got DQ'd from the military when I graduated high school, I thought, why not try something like this? Tried, I don't know, 10 years after. Got DQ'd again and figured this is my next best bet.
Nice. Any questions for Max?
I'll move to approve the application of Max Kiesel for the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Application is approved.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Max.
Thanks.
Next up is action on the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department application for membership, Aiden Barone. Am I saying that first off?
Yeah, but it is misspelled on the sheet.
Oh. Hey, look at me. Same thing.
So I am an EMT. I just became an EMT right out of high school. I got licensed. I'm getting licensed here in the state 28th, and I wanted to join the fire department to be a part of the career and grow the experience as a first responder.
Great.
We always need EMTs.
Cool. Yeah,
I think we're down to 8. So nothing against him. Riley's getting old.
Move to approve the membership of Aiden Barone to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Application is approved.
Thank you.
And if you're all bored tonight, we're doing a Grand Bend Rescue question. Come down the elevator and we'll show them your...
You know what? If I never go to Grand Bend again, it might be too soon. Item number 7 is Ordinance 2023-18, amending Wayne Municipal Code Chapter 152, Zoning, Section 152.046, A1 Agricultural District. This is our second reading.
We changed.
Joel Hanson, Zoning Mr. Same as last, the first reading with the exception of Paragraph D, which addresses the issue about having extra animals above what would be allowed with second-class animal production. So we use that second line where it says, shall be counted as part of and not in addition to the animal units allowed under second-class animal production and be limited under those regulations as well.
Nice.
And we've worked with Amy to develop that language, and she's satisfied that will be enforceable.
I will say I did have Nelson's ask me one question yesterday. Is they were okay with this, but they wanted to know, because you know calf cow pair counts as one until the calf gets to be an adult or you sell it, whatever. And other animals, you know, two of them count as one unit. They were wondering, because two of their animals are miniature donkeys, and they're wondering if that counts as one, or if, since they're small, if two count as one.
I would say we, since the code doesn't differentiate right now, we'd have to count them each as one. They could come back at such time that they got close limit and ask us to look at the definition, so second class animal production, and change that. Just like we did for five ducks or one unit or something like that, so they could do two miniature animals count as one.
And that's what I advise them, is that right now it's one, so they may be coming to you for.
We need to add a definition?
There already is one.
There is one that says, no, not for miniatures, it just says a horse is one, and this is a miniature donkey, so they were wondering.
I'd rather just see a definition added than add that to the, does that make sense?
So there's, inside the definition, I don't know if Wes can bring it up, but it starts saying which animals are equal to how many animal units.
Oh, okay.
One horse, one cow.
Yep.
Things like that, five ducks or five geese, two goats, yeah. So you just add one in there for miniature donkeys or miniature horses.
That's fine, and if we do that, I think we still go with the, I mean, I think there's a UNL extension resource that says how many animals you can have on an acre before it turns.
What section would that be, Joel?
It's under definitions. So, point ten, 152.10.
So Kayla, you're the one to add that?
Point ten.
For the third reading, so we can address it.
I think we might as well get.
That's a different section of code.
Yeah, it's not this, it's not the same one, it would go under the definition, so we can still approve this with the number and then go back and do that on the definition.
They actually, I'll have to go back to the planning commission to do that first.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
Okay.
So right there where you have one EU, five head of sheep, so in there you would put two miniature donkeys, two miniature horses.
Okay.
So it's very simple to do, but it does take another public hearing to let the public know we have discussion of that topic as well.
Exciting stuff. I'll introduce ordinance 2023-18, move for approval.
Motion and a second, any discussion? Seeing none, let's roll call. And the ordinance is approved. Item number eight.
Is that just the second reading?
Yes.
Oh yeah, sorry, the second reading is approved.
Anybody want to waive or?
I'll make a motion to waive three readings on ordinance 2023-18.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second, any discussion on the waiving of the three readings?
I had someone talk to me that didn't follow through about this issue. I believe it is not in favor, but they never reached back out. I would prefer we wait till the third reading just in case they reach out this week or something, or that between the next couple of.
Not in favor that the two are combined, that you, that the stable and the number are combined?
I'm okay with that. It's, you were.
More the classification itself?
Yeah, because I don't, I'm, I just kind of, there's someone out there that hasn't gotten back, so if we could wait.
I'll withdraw my motion to waive the three readings.
Just in case.
I will rescind my second.
You guys don't have to.
That's fine.
Okay.
You brought it up, we'll do it for you.
All right, with that, there's no motion, there's no second. That means we're moving on to item number eight, which is a public hearing on the acquisition of Lot 1, Centennial Valley Addition to the City of Wayne, Wayne County, Nebraska, better known as 1100 East 10th Street, from Vakage Construction Company. I will open the public hearing. And Wes, do you want to kick us off with?
Sure. All right.
Description?
Yep, so legal description, better known as the FNBO property on East 10th. So purpose of why would we be buying a building like this? Little background is that John Vakage owns the property and he is looking to sell. We have had some discussions with the school on the activity center, ultimately what would happen with our existing activity center. We've been, you know, looking at adding on to it, revising or remodeling it. That was part of the sales tax issue a couple years ago in 22, spring of 22, that did not pass, failed by three votes. And so we've had more conversations with the school on space, their needs, our needs, and how with them now building the early learning center down there, This might help complete their campus of, all of that would be under their control. We would obviously need a place for the activity center to go. This property has been looked at, and is an opportunity to do that. So that to start, then we can take questions and things like that, so.
Yeah, I have a question. Karen Granberg, 927 Wyndham Street. Does the acquisition of the property then say that it will be used for this purpose?
Is your question, are we bound to?
Yeah, if you acquire this property, are you voting on acquiring the property and using it for the purpose you just stated?
No. Worst case scenario, I guess, would be we buy this property and we're entered into an agreement with the school, and something would happen when the school would back out last minute. And at that point, I don't know what we would do. I mean, we have to take the school at their word.
Is there an agreement with the school now?
We're working on it.
Working on it.
Mm-hmm. But the way that the timelines are going to match up with the way that the board meets, we could theoretically enter into a memorandum of understanding with the assumption that the school would, and they could still back out on us. Legally, I don't know if we would have recourse at that point.
Well, we wouldn't. I mean, if the school backs out on us with the memorandum of understanding, we wouldn't have closed on this. We wouldn't be done with this. Because the memorandum of understanding has to be done by the first meeting in October is what I'm preparing it for the school board meeting in October. And we just need to be, if they sign that, then the timeline on this is the end of the year.
So I guess it's our intention currently, but there would be conceivably a circumstance where we wouldn't, I guess.
The city wants to do that. The school may.
No, the school wants to do it too.
We mutually want, yeah, it'd be a mutual.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can't speak for the school, so the school would necessarily.
Theoretically, anything could happen in between now and close, and situation or circumstances could change. So we're not bound to that, but that's our intention.
Yeah, you'd be bound by it if you were passing a bond to do a certain thing, then you would be bound by that because that's what the bondholders would make you do. I mean, that would be the legal ramifications on that. But no, we're not. We'd be fine with that.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this public hearing? Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. And we'll move on to item number 9, which is action to approve a letter of support for the Nebraska Solar for All grant.
All right. So this one, you don't have a letter in front of you because it's not prepared yet. So what you would be doing is actually supporting the effort, I guess. And so what this is we've been talking about solar, a potential solar generation. And we have submitted a letter of, I've got to remember my letters of support and intents, a letter of intent with the PACE program, and I don't have what it stands for. It's USDA program for solar. So then we were approached by Center for Rural Affairs, and they said, we are going to go after grant funding on this Solar for All project. So we had a conference call with them, and we learned that they could be laddered. So you don't have to do one without, you don't have to pick one. You can pick both. And so it could really bring down the cost of any type of a solar farm. And so what they need from us is just simply a letter of support saying we are planning on a 2 megawatt solar farm. I mean, that's what Dave Peterson, JEO consultant, has said. Two megawatts is kind of what we're looking at. That could fluctuate, but I think they're applying for like, 85 megawatts or something to funding from the feds, and so they need commitments from people. So they're just looking at like, can we line up to, can we get to 85, or we're going to have to back off our request. So we would be in for 2, or roughly 2. Not committing to anything. We're not committing that we have to do this project. It's just a matter of a letter of support at this time. Again, our concern was that you couldn't do one without, you would have to pick one, and they said nope. you can combine them. So that was a big kind of a win for us. So I highly encourage you to, you could direct me to write a letter of support for Solar for All for the Center for Rural Affairs.
Any questions on that? Is that?
And I had what PACE stood for, I guess, in my write-up, Powering Affordable Clean Energy.
I'll move to approve the letter of support for the Nebraska Solar for All grant.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The motion to approve is passed. Item number 10 is action on letter of commitment for Nebraska Clean Cities Coalition.
Currently, we're members of the Nebraska Clean Energy Alliance. And what did that get us? That has gotten us a couple vehicles and a charging station. So we are a part of the alliance, so we're not on our own, right? Volume speaks sometimes with grant providers. And so if cities could come together and write one grant for the benefit of multiple entities, that was always seen as a good thing. And so we were, again, we received some money for an electric hybrid car. We received some money for a compressed natural gas vehicle. And then we also received money for our charging station. So that's what we use the NCEA for. That organization is pretty much going defunct. The director there has kind of come and gone a couple times. And so the Clean Cities Coalition is something actually sponsored by the Department of Energy. So there's a little more stability there. And also the director would be housed with the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And so there's just better stability. Lance Hedquist with the City of South Sioux City, administrator there, he's actually the president of this NCEA, and he would be the initial president of a Clean City Coalition as well. So the commitment, the letter that will be written, I believe that's in the packet, is pretty much from the mayor saying, I will direct somebody to go to meetings, do these types of things, and that won't, I assume it won't be him, it will be staff members. I will do it. I've been doing the NCEA thing as well. So there would be dues possible, would likely be associated with it. There's dues with the NCEA right now. The group gets to set their own dues. So it's minimal. I mean, it's a couple hundred bucks a year or so, and you get thousands of dollars worth of grant opportunities. So I think it's well worth it. And it's not, you're not committing for a certain duration. It's just a matter of you'll be initially in this group, and then you can decide if it's something we want to continue or not. So, again, we're just replacing the NCEA.
Move to approve the action on letter of commitment.
Sorry, I was just going to ask a couple questions. So does that mean that they're going to, like, fix the charging station and stuff that's outside now? I mean, what exactly are we going to get for it?
Yep. So one of the first things we'll do is write a grant for a charging station for the new... We are putting a charging station in at the new City Hall no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get involved with this quick enough to be able to get part of that paid for, but anything else we'd want to do, we could do charging stations. We can do other vehicles if we want to go the electric route or the other part. I think this would also potentially for solar type activities as well that we could do on probably a smaller scale.
And is it something that's just going to, like, get us to things, or is it going to help for maintenance on them?
So this last time, how we applied, and we applied this through the NCEA, mm-hmm. and we were denied to get a new station out here. But what it does is it gets you like 7 years of warranty and 5 years of reporting. So the station itself costs you $4,000, but you've got to put up $16,000 to get this thing because it's all the warranty and the reporting that is done, because they make you do all that. So the station itself isn't that expensive. It's everything else. So it's warrantied for so many years. This one, do you guys remember when we got this one out here? When did you get the blue car?
17.
In 17. So
in 17 when I got the car.
Probably only lasted 5 years because it hasn't worked for at least 6 months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
So
that's just what I was curious about, because I know the one out here hasn't been working, and whether or not they're going to help maintain it or...
They would help maintain it because under certain warranty items. But the station itself, they're not going to come out and fix it for it. I mean, that's not part of it. But when you write your grant for a station, you include all of that in it, not just, and usually they're 50-50 matches. That's what we usually, what we have gotten. The vehicles, I think, were more like a two-thirds, one-third. I think we only had to come up with a third of it, but the station was a 50-50. Yep. Some are putting charging stations in parks that have parking. So a Sunnyview Park or a Freedom Park could have a station like that if you wanted to expand your system.
I'm not all caught up on it, but is this our only charging station in town?
It's the only public one.
Public one, but I know that's not the private ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I mean, do you still have one down at the street shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not for the public use. I mean,
correct.
It's for...
Okay. But at least you have a way to charge the...
Well, you do. Actually, this one can be charged with
the
cord up.
With just the regular...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We can, but we have access to the garage.
Yeah.
The general public does not.
Okay.
The car was completely dead. It takes about an hour and a half with the quick charger. Otherwise, the regular household charger is about 7 hours.
Thank you.
Good questions. That answer your question?
Yep.
I'll second Matt's motion.
Did he finalize the motion?
Yeah. I'll just reintroduce it.
Okay.
I'll move to approve the action on letter of commitment for the Nebraska Clean Cities Coalition.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The action is approved, and we are adjourned.
My shortest one.
Not surprised.
No, we're done. We're done before school started. So, yeah, we only had like a 12. I did go golf today. I know. Yeah, it was warmer than I thought it was going to be.
Anyway.